This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Emmy Award-winning meteorologist Ginger Z. You can catch her on the weekends on Good Morning America. She was also recently back in Grand Rapids to cover Art Prize for GMA and to be inducted into the Rockford Public Schools Hall of Fame. And you also may remember Ginger from Wood TV and WXMI, and Ginger grew up here in West Michigan. How you doing today, Ginger?
I am post-Sandy exhausted, but doing really well. How about you?
I'm doing well. I mean, wow, it's amazing what went on there. I mean, you've obviously had a breathtaking few days being out there on the front lines for the hurricane in Atlantic City. As a viewer seeing the coverage on TV, it's pretty extraordinary, but what's it like being there firsthand? What were you seeing when the storm came in? What were you feeling?
Well, when I forecast, you always forecast 10 to even 14 days out, and you see storms, and usually the computer models overdo things. So you saw it come, and you go, okay. And it gets a little closer, and you go, okay. And I had made a plan to go see my grandmother in Fort Lauderdale, and I thought, well, I'll be down there. I'm going to bring my gear just in case this thing really comes together. And boy, did it start coming together. So I started covering it as of Thursday night. Remember, it doesn't hit until Monday.
Right.
So I started covering it, moving up the coast with it. Once we got to Atlantic City, we knew that landfall would be somewhere close to there. The conditions deteriorated so fast on Monday. And by Monday, after I'd say noon or 1 p.m., it was very difficult to move around. The streets had started flooding early in the morning because of the high tide, the full moon, all of those elements that you've probably heard about a million times.
Right.
But as we went through the day, it was not only raining up to a foot in some places, but water was coming from the bay, storm surge from the ocean, and then you had the high tide and just all the water seeping up from underground. So it was really water from everywhere, and I've never felt so isolated because of flooding. We had to get to the highest point on the island, as did all the other media and a lot of the emergency officials. They had to stop. Emergency officials could not go and rescue people because the conditions got so bad. Once the eye, you can't really even call it the eye because it became not tropical, but once the center of the storm passed, it became very calm. We saw right straight through, up through the clouds. It cleared, and you could see the full moon. Very eerie, because you knew the backside was coming, and that was even stronger.
Okay.
Then we got the 70, 80-mile-per-hour winds regularly, and it was so, so intense. Once it started to relax a bit, we got up and started looking at all the damage. It was just days of figuring out what we could do, to help, and that's always the case. We want to show people what happened here, and obviously that they're going to need assistance for some time.
Now, the storm was pretty well hyped, and in the end, unfortunately, it seemed to live up to that hype. What set Hurricane Sandy apart from the storms that we've seen in the past few years?
Yeah, it's because it wasn't just a hurricane. Had it been just a hurricane, it wouldn't have even come to land. It would have gone off into the ocean, as many of them do, especially this time in hurricane season. But what had happened was there was another trough, another element in the upper atmosphere that grabbed it and re-energized it, and also a blocking pattern, we call it, that's sitting over Greenland. It kind of directs the air back toward the U.S. So it's kind of pushing the storm back into that little elbow, that little crevice of the U.S. where you have the mid-Atlantic into the Northeast. On top of all of that, a big part of what made this, it's exactly where it made landfall. It made landfall here, so you didn't have the worst of the winds and waves. You had them just north. That's why you're seeing all the northern towns from Seaside, New Jersey, up through Sandy Hook, New Jersey, into New York City and Long Island. They have the worst damage because of the convergence of the geography there. It's not that the storm was, centered there. It's that the northern side of it, that right side, often has a little bit more energy and more water piling up on the geography. And that's what really made this one different.
Okay. So after Sandy hit, you go out for the first time. Tell me a little bit about what you were seeing.
Well, I've covered so many big storms and tornadoes and hurricanes, and this looked very similar. You have no power. But what was so different was the sand. This storm pushed sand for 3-4 blocks inland in Atlantic City.
Wow!
It just looked like a beach in people's yards. And I don't know if you've seen the aerial video. It just takes your breath away.
Yeah, I've seen some of the aerials and some of the before and after shots.
Mm-hmm. That's what I saw first. And the damage, to the north end of the boardwalk, that was pretty riveting because I've been to Atlantic City a couple of times to stay in the hotels. And, it's just one of those beach towns that it's going to take a while to get back
Right.
what it should be.
Well, and those are a lot of iconic sites, and to see them in the situation that they are now is simply heartbreaking.
And I haven't even been able to be back up to New York City, obviously. So that's the other part for me that I feel like that's my new home. And
right.
I've lived there for just about a year. And I haven't seen half of it. I've seen a lot of pictures and
right.
tweets and things. But to the scene there, and I live on the Upper West Side, so I know that that has pretty much been. But just to know all of my friends, their cars are floating in their basements, parking garages.
Yeah, I mean,
and the subway I take every day is full of water. It's just wild.
Mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you feel we're going to be seeing more of these superstorms, and what's contributing to them?
Well, I think there's a lot of things. I mean, superstorms of 1991 happened, and, we get these. We get extra tropical storms meeting. There's a bunch of things that were happening there. Do we have higher ocean temperatures in general? Yes. Can that amp up the moisture or the energy in a storm? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But to say there's one, determining factor, I can't say that. I think we don't know enough. Meteorology is still so young. Our history, our climatology, our records don't go back far enough to really speak to, why or if we'll have more. I know that we will have more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it won't be for another 20 years.